Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN125.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Dell, along with Harrison. Lance, lazy, not here today. He'll be back tomorrow, I believe. Right? Is this just one day?
If him and his new lover, Chris Ballard, can separate from themselves.
Oh, my God. That's a never-ending love.
Yeah. He's up there. Now Snacks has two daddies because he's taking a picture of Chris Ballard. I don't know. But that's where he was. He was up watching Andrew Luck dice apart the Tennessee
Titans.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to tell you this. Colts are scary. And I – listen, I don't want to take credit for it. But I told – this division is upside down.
Yep.
The Jags and the Titans made the playoffs last year. Texans finished last. It is exactly upside down. The Texans are the best team in the division, and the Colts are second best. And that's kind of arguable. Now, how does Frank Reich's decision look?
It looks really bad because Texans would be 6-2-3-1. The Colts would be 5-4-1. And that game would mean a whole – well, it'll mean a lot, period. But that game – and they would actually, the Colts would be in the playoffs right now.
Yeah.
Because they would be the sixth seed because all the other teams are 5-5 who are competing with them. They'd be in the playoffs and they'd have a real shot. They still do, but they'd have a real shot to catch the Texans. Now you're two games back and you don't have, you're down on the tiebreaker right now.
It is. We believe in our, and everybody is doing it now. Everybody's going for two. good Lord, Maryland, could the dude throw the ball any harder? He threw it 900 miles an hour.
Well, Pigram was filling in for Kasim Hill, who once again blew out his knee, which has been a thing for Maryland has quarterbacks.
How many quarterbacks in the last 3 years has Maryland gone through?
It's been longer than that. It goes beyond the Matt Canada slash, blanking on the guy's name, the guy who's now no longer the coach.
Oh.
What's his name?
How soon we forget.
Yeah, who cares?
I mean,
it was before
he's
him.
He's been in the news for like...
Yeah, whatever. But it was before him, too. Maryland has had this long-running thing of not being able to keep quarterbacks healthy. At one point, they played a backup linebacker quarterback maybe 3 or 4 years ago. That's how far down the depth chart they had to go.
Just like Iowa State. It's what they do.
Well, yeah, right. Them too.
So it is Thanksgiving week, just a three-day week, and just two for Lance, apparently. Just a three-day week, but it is Thanksgiving, and before we start and we get into it, and we get into the Texans and everything else, I got to ask both of you guys, and I think I know the answer to this for you, Del, but white meat or dark meat?
First of all, it's turkey.
Are you a white meat guy?
Turkey's overrated. I'll throw that out there. Unless you're deep frying it, get turkey the hell out of my face. I don't like that dry bird.
Mm-hmm.
I don't deal with it unless it's deep fried. But I would go dark meat if I had to make a choice.
Harrison?
Dark meat if I had the option, but you dark know, I meat? Like a white meat sandwich.
Harrison, I thought would be a dark meat guy. You, I thought it'd be a white meat.
Because I don't know why you think that way. We all know dark meat is the tastier of the two options, yeah. And I would still take a dark meat sandwich. It's more difficult to do. There's more of the white meat to go around to make yourself a sandwich, but if I was picking and choosing from that overrated dry-ass bird, I'm taking the dark meat sandwich.
Yeah, I never said anything about a turkey, but okay.
Well, so, we are taking... You said Thanksgiving.
I said Thanksgiving. I didn't say anything about...
So you mean...
But I know. I just said I asked a question. That's all.
Would my choices be different when it wasn't Thanksgiving week, do you think? Why would you use Thanksgiving as your preference?
I just said it's Thanksgiving week. I just wanted to know, are you white meat or dark meat?
I don't make... Now that we're on the same page, I don't make judgments on that. I will choose whatever comes.
Whatever's available?
Not whatever's available, because then you're just
whatever's
talking about
left?
Oscar Mayer.
And whatever's left?
No, I'm not
talking... Of course, you're not a 2 o'clock in the morning guy.
Yeah, I'm not a giblets guy.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for the gizzard at 2 a.m. That's not what I am. I know.
Sometimes a good
with a couple beers, I get you, but I'm not that guy.
No, you're not that guy at all. You're never out at 2 in the morning. So you have no idea what the leftovers are like. So here we are, and it is seven wins, and I hear everybody complaining about it. And it's not a great optically, it's not awesome, okay? Because I see... Man, watching the Saints, holy crap.
See,
my goodness.
There's a danger for me coming in here because obviously I have the reputation of being the negative one about the local teams, particularly the Texans, to look at. If I look at it at a macro view, the wide lens, I'm like, yeah, that team doesn't compare to what you look at on Sunday night when it comes to the Saints or what we might see tonight with the Rams and the Chiefs. But it all is about where your expectations for the Texans team were. I mean, we're forgetting that they won 4 games last year. Now, a lot of that was because Deshaun didn't play for most of the year, but they won 4 games. So this is a marked improvement over what they were last year.
Oh.
Now, are they a team? And it's funny, I was thinking about this before the show. They're tied for the second most wins in the AFC. The Steelers have the best record because they have the second best record because they have a tie. They're 7-2-1. They're tied with the Patriots for 7-3.
You see what a tie can do, Frank Reich? You see what it can do? It's actually got them ahead of both the Texans and the Patriots.
Now, the Patriots have the tiebreaker, so they're in front of the Texans. But that's the difference between... Now, are the Steelers and the Patriots and the Texans on the same level, even though they have the same amount of wins?
I would say this, that I watched Ben Roethlisberger look like crap yesterday.
For 3.5 quarters.
I mean, if you want to say optically... Now, the Steelers have a chance. And, you know, once this year we saw the Texans dominate, and that was against the Dolphins, and I don't know what that's worth. However, I saw a Steelers team beat a pretty good Carolina team. Now, Carolina goes into Detroit this week and lays another egg. They were playing really good football until they got to Pittsburgh, and now they just look like crap. I would say this. I would say this, that right now, and the Patriots will be better, but with my human eyes, I'd say that the Texans can actually compete with the Patriots. And if Ben is off, I don't know what it is about. There's some kryptonite in Jacksonville, because whatever it is, that Jacksonville team makes Ben look like crap.
Yeah, they made Tom Brady look like crap earlier this year. Now they're off.
And then they made everybody else look really good.
Look really good. Good. Yeah. I don't know how to explain that other than maybe that team, because of their high opinion of themselves, actually shows up against big-time quarterbacks and everybody else. Maybe they think they're better than them, and then it turns out, no, you're not, because you're terrible, and you're 3-7, and you're clearly in last place in what we think is a relatively weak division, at least coming in. But back to the Texans, looking at the game itself yesterday, you had multiple missed field goals. You had Deshaun, who either could have 3 or 2 interceptions, depending on rulings on the field.
I had no idea what the hell they
were. I don't think the ball ever hit the ground.
No.
I thought it was an interception or simultaneous catch, depending on
If he's laying on the ground and the guy comes over and the ball is laying on him, it's his ball.
I don't know if
because DeAndre's, he's touching him.
I don't know if DeAndre's hands ever regained control. I just know that at the end of the day, or at the end of that play, the ball was in a Redskins' hands. I don't know. But yeah, like I said, the multiple missed field goals. You had one offensive touchdown. Thankfully, Jordan Reed stopped on a route, or maybe you don't even get the 100-yard pick six. I don't know what to think of them other than they're winning games. But is that something I believe is sustainable for them to continue to win one possession games that way? The schedule says maybe, but if you're looking at this worldview, where are the Texans capable of turning this 7-game winning streak into something that means you're a prime Super Bowl contender? I don't believe it.
Yeah.
But on the micro view, hey, they keep winning games.
You just got to get there, and then you never know. They can start playing the way that they did last year under Deshaun and look great. The defense is good enough. Is good enough to be a championship. If with a good offense, that defense is good enough to be a championship contender, I guess, I don't know. I don't believe in Kyahmi Fairbairn. I'm just sorry. That shank yesterday at the end of the game, that's a clutch kick that you have to have. They almost came back with another 10 yards, and the Texans lose that game.
Yep.
They did everything they possibly could to lose that game. Listen, that Hopkins call, the refs need to be called, and New York needs to be called. Everybody needs to be called to the carpet on that. How in the hell, when the ball is bobbled around, can you say a guy is down and he fumbled the ball?
It's
because he's automatically down because the guy is touching him. That is a terrible call. But you know what? They made up for it with the Josh Norman hole.
Yeah.
Holy crap. How in the world are you calling that play? And if I'm the league office, I'm looking at that going, where did you see this, and how much did you have on the Texans? Okay, because you got to split it with us.
Did you realize the Hopkins fumble interception was too much, and you had to go the other way? I don't know. Those are the two brutal ones. And if you're an interested observer, but you're not biased one way or the other, you're like, there's more contact in the first quarter that you don't call. And now we know we're not supposed to allow the time of the game to judge your call. To change your call, but that's not pass interference at any point. Or mm-mm. Holding is what they call it at any point. It's contact, quick contact, and then that's it.
That was a lifesaver. That was a lifesaver for the Texans, and they got the win. They, you know, and once again, they needed help wherever it came from. And this time, a 63-yard attempt, really?
Well,
what the hell are these guys thinking?
Well, you got to think about it. What was it, 3rd and 10 at the time with 8 seconds to go? Unless you throw an out route that gets you a first down, because you can't spike the ball. There's no time for that.
Well, you got to get out of bounds.
You got to get out of bounds. Was it 4th and 10? I think it was 4th and 10, right?
I don't believe it was.
I'd have to look, because I was trying to figure out what was Gruden going to do.
I can tell you right now.
Because if it was 4th and 10, I get it, because the likelihood of getting a first down is difficult. And if it was only 3rd and 10, if you don't get out of bounds, you can't spike the ball. Because that
was third.
Was it 3rd and 10?
It was.
Because if it's 3rd and 10, you can't spike the ball.
Oh, no, it was 4th and 10.
It was 4th and 10, so it's either get a first down or try.
Yep.
Now,
yep.
The big play was Colt McCoy was short on an out route.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, I understood. There's so many things that had to go right for you to get a first down and then get out of bounds with that, too. The big play, like I said before, was Colt McCoy short on an out route. I think it was Josh Doctson. He had separation. You throw that on target, he gets out of bounds for 7 yards, and you got a shot to win the game.
Yep.
that play was maybe the difference in the ball game, at least on that drive.
Yeah. All right. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. All right. It's 712 right now. Here's the deal. 713. Listen, here's the deal right now. We have the staycation that we're giving away, right? Now, if you go to our stream, you will see something on the set. Because I am sick and have been sick, and I'll be turning off my mic, and I'm not going to cough quite. I don't think I do quite like Lance. I think I do it a little bit differently than Lance.
Well, you're coughing?
Yeah, my coughing.
Well, Lance will back away from the mic,
but
he's so loud it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You will not turn off your mic because your etiquette is worse than his.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
I always turn off my mic.
No, that's not true.
Yeah.
No, it always do. It really is.
Always do. Always turn it off.
The people know. I mean, I'm just.
Yeah.
I'm
no,
just,
no, 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 no.
The people know. People, yeah. You can tweet the show at Delvey2.
No,
at,
I'm the one that turns the mic off.
You don't.
Apparently, you don't know the difference between me and Lance.
You don't turn the mic off.
So.
Because you start pretty much every segment with. If you're not talking to someone as opposed to starting the segment, you're. And then you go on with your business.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is.
But here's what the deal is. On the stream right now, you will see something on the set that you normally would not see. So, and it's not my Coors Light on my computer, my laptop, because you always see that. But you have to go to the stream, and later in the show, you have to tell the whoever answers the phone, is there an intern out there today?
Yeah. Veronica.
Veronica's out there today. You have to tell her what it is. And the 12th caller that tells her what that item on the set is going to be in on our staycation. We're going to, well, not in, but you're going to be entered into the drawing on December 3rd. If you have never been to the Houstonian, it's awesome. You get a weekend, Friday and Saturday night, deluxe hotel accommodations. It is awesome. And it's before Christmas, so you're going to go see the Christmas lights on the bus tour with Mr. McKinney. You're going to have breakfast in bed on Saturday morning, dinner at the Tribute. It is fantastic. This will be a great getaway, and you tell your wife, or, hey, listen, I bought this for us. This is why I want to spend a special Christmas. Let's get into the spirit with this. So the secret word is the item that is on the desk that normally is not.
And okay. And it's not me. Now, normally I'm not here.
Yeah, it's not Del.
Yeah, I'm not an item per se.
It's actually an actual item you can buy in the store. Okay. So know the secret word for each day, and you will win. So today will also, if you call in and you are the winner, the 12th caller, you'll also win an Uberito card, $50 gift card. So, and you'll be entered into the staycation. So we got that going on. That's going on right now. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to give us a call right here. Whatever you want to talk about on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Your thought on the Texans? I don't want to be overly negative. They've won seven in a row. And, you know, you're right. I mean, everybody thinks that you're a hater, and rightfully so. But here's the deal is they're winning. However they're doing it, do they look like a championship team? No, they really don't. Deshaun really scuffled yesterday, threw some balls that you're just like, Deshaun, man, you hadn't been doing that. What the heck? Having 2 weeks off. I'm telling you, Deshaun was on a roll, sometimes a break. You know, they needed the break because they – oh. Well, I guess they needed the break, and you know, Lance was like, "Wait, you get Demaryius Thomas 2 weeks now, and he gets to learn the offense zero for two targets, right?" I mean, so that really didn't work out. Oh well, now in the long run, the more time Demaryius has to be with the team and all that stuff, but that 2 weeks really didn't mean anything to him because he He had 2 targets and 0 catches. You did get people back. You know, you did get J.J. back, which was nice. Andre Howell was back. That's nice. He made a play.
Kiki was back.
Kiki QT was back. So, no, you got something, and that was nice. Although, Kiki, when you're near the sideline, just go out of bounds. You're like a quarterback now. You should just slide. Don't take on a hit. I mean, he made a nice move inside. He's running up the sideline. Just run out of bounds. And just jog out of bounds so you don't, you know, rip your hamstring off the bone. Okay? That'd be great. Just don't.
Does he get quarterback protection?
He does. He can slide now. Oh, by the way, does this bother anybody else that the quarterback slide apparently starts like 5 yards behind where they actually slide?
They say as soon as you go into that motion, that's where we're going to play.
Really?
To try to protect you. Even though Alex Smith, we can get into Alex Smith and what happened to him, but he caught one from J.J.
Was glancing, it J.J. or Kareem?
It was J.J., a glancing blow, and yeah. Alex wasn't appreciative. I imagine he would have taken a concussion as opposed to what happened to him later.
He should have left the game.
Yeah, that was nasty.
My God. I'm kind of glad they only showed it once. It was horrific to see.
I was like, because when the play happened, you're like, oh, okay, the Texans made a big play, knocked him out of field goal range. Wait a minute, Alex Smith seems perturbed, and it's not because he took a sack. And I didn't see it initially. I don't think anyone did. It was like, why is Alex Smith laying on the ground? That looked like a normal play. And then we saw the replay, and I was like, okay. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
It
oh, my God. That was horrible. Horrible. Kareem and JJ. Yeah. Together on that sack. And there's no. It was 33 years to the day that Joe Theismann took his hit.
And Joe Theismann was at the game. And he tweeted about it as well.
Yeah. And, you know, the score was the exact same score.
Really?
Yeah, 23-21.
That's wild. Who was a backup for the Redskins that day?
Colt McCoy.
No.
Yeah.
No.
He was.
No.
Yes, he was.
He's been around a long. He's been in our minds a long time because he was a legend at UT. But that wasn't him for the Redskins.
I think it was, and you know, and out by the way, that's a pretty good backup for them to have.
Yeah,
Colt is a good player. I didn't know he was still alive, but he is, and he is. Yeah, he is playing quarterback now for the Washington Redskins.
For the division-leading Redskins, yeah. Who, oddly enough, or maybe surprising to some people, biggest competition is the Dallas Cowboys because the Eagles are done. Forget about just losing and losing to the Saints. That's expected, but the way they lost, you can just get the Eagles out of here. They're done.
Okay, let me ask you this question. So the Golden Nugget puts out lines in June or July. Remember, every year they put out pre-game lines out for certain games, and they give you a line. In July, what would the line have been? Eagles Saints
on the road. I would say Eagles 5.
So probably in that neighborhood. I was thinking because the Saints were. In the playoffs, and actually were one stupid play away from getting to the NFC Championship.
Seeing the Eagles in that game, yeah.
Yeah, I would say, you know, with the home field advantage and everything else, Eagles would probably be 3-5, somewhere in there. How awesome would it be to have bet the Saints +3 when they were 13, when they were a swing of 13-15, whatever that would have been. Because they were 10-point favorites, you could have middled that, but you would have still only won one side because they beat their ass so bad. That's why, the Eagles and the Vikings in the NFC Championship game, quite possibly neither team makes the playoffs.
Neither team has the same quarterback they had in that game. Now,
but you up? Wait a minute.
You think you upgraded?
I guess $90 million doesn't buy what it used to.
You would assume with Carson Wentz coming back, and can't blame everything on him for this season, but he did throw his 3 picks last night. You would assume with the additions of Kirk Cousins and bringing back Carson Wentz, those two teams upgraded a quarterback. It hasn't made any difference. In fact, they're worse.
Do you see what do you think Kirk Cousins? He's played 16 primetime games. What do you think his record is?
The only time I've ever seen Kirk Cousins highlights from him doing anything positive is on a Sunday afternoon. So I would say 16, I would say he's 4-12.
That's exactly what he is. Yeah. 4-12. Now, he did play. It was obviously mostly with the Redskins, wasn't a great team. But $90 million guaranteed for 3 years for what you saw last night. And I got to tell you, the Bears are a good football team. And I had a rough weekend as far as gambling went. I will say that.
So you recovered from nearly dying on Friday to place your bets.
Well, I woke up. Here's the true story. I woke up right at 10:55 when they're picking their games on ESPN, and so I get up and I'm and it goes to Nebraska and
Illinois.
Nebraska.
No, it wasn't Illinois. Who did Illinois lose to by 16 points?
Michigan State. Illinois lost to Iowa at home.
By 63, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a lot. I'm so stupid sometimes. That was right in your face. Anyway, I wake up and on ESPN right after, I go, oh my God, the wind is blowing sideways. Everybody is freezing cold. I go right to my bookie. The game's already kicked off, but you got in-game. I went to in-game. It's 45.5, the under-over. I went boom, bing, 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 under. It's 3-0 at the half, and I feel pretty damn good about myself. But because you have mybookie.ag, promo code radio, you are able to bet in-game. Everywhere, any other bookie, if you miss the kickoff, you're done.
Screwed, yeah.
Right? So when I see the thing, guys, and you know, like last night with the Bears, I was going to bet the under on that one too. But the thing is about cold is you can still score points. It's the wind that's the huge deciding factor, and especially if the wind is blowing sideways. So the wind is coming in there side. I look over at Scott Frost, and he's got his hands in his pockets, and the wind is blowing him, and I'm like, oh my God, jump on this as hard as you can, and did. So that was awesome. But you got to take advantage of situations like this, and especially now, and this coming week, and the next weeks in the NFL. The first thing I did, I went to every NFL game and checked the weather. The only game that had weather issues was that Bears game last night. But I don't know that Minnesota now can play outside in the cold anymore. Well, isn't that funny that Minnesota can't play in the cold?
What was the last, outside of that temporary time when they're playing at Golden Gopher Stadium, when's the last time they've played a game?
Right.
At least a home game outside. And by the way, everybody, this wasn't actually at my bookie spot. This was John being his normal degenerate self and talking about his weekend.
Right.
But that wasn't my bookie spot at all.
No, that's not.
I actually looked at the live. Is he doing a spot? No.
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 I'm just doing.
He's talking about his life.
I'm just doing a confirmation, okay, of how to act when you wake up sick on a Saturday morning, okay? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. All right, right now, 713-780-3776. Let's kick Gilbert in because he'll have some thoughts on the other side right here on ESP. I'm sure he'll have some snoring thoughts on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, come on. Anything about the Texans? How about the Rockets win against Sacramento? Rockets look like they're playing. It's a lot of ISO ball. It's a lot of, you know, the same stuff. It's 132 points, though. 107 against Golden State. We really didn't talk that much about Golden State, although it was without Steph. But this Rockets team seems to be back to where they were before. Now with a winning record, if you would have said now on November 17th that the Rockets would have a winning record for the first time this season, then you would have been, you know, you would have been correct. No, yeah. That's a month into the season.
November 17th, their last game against the Kings on Saturday was November 17th. And considering the schedule, when they were struggling, we thought this would get really, really bad. In fact, it's been nothing like that. You mentioned the Warriors. They lost every game in the on the Texas trip. I don't follow the Warriors closely enough to figure out when the last time that's happened. I can't imagine. They went a year losing 9 games, so I can't imagine they were swept on the Texas trip very much in their recent run, but that happened. They lost to the Spurs last night after losing to the Mavericks as well. So injuries for them. I don't think Draymond played against the Mavericks. He might not have played last night. I didn't check. But for the Rockets, 8-7. As far as this team is concerned, you kept talking about it. Well, you start making shots, all that ISO ball kind of looks great.
Well, and one of the big reasons that they're shooting so much better is Clint Capella is actually contributing again. I mean, you know, they're actually getting back. They're getting him a lot of lobs, a lot of down low, easy baskets. Chris Paul is actually hitting his shots, taking, I mean, how about 9 shots, 24 points. That's spectacular. James, 17 shots, 34 points. You know, this is the kind of basketball that we expected out of this Rockets team. Clint Capella has to play a bigger role than he did. He actually was, ever since he put that damn blonde spot, that Dennis Schrader thing in his hair, then he just was a different guy. Now all of a sudden he's back to playing the kind of ball that we expected. Gerald Green, crazy Gerald, 10 shots, 17 points, not too bad. Eric Gordon's still scuffling.
Yeah.
But he'll get going. You have to believe that he's going to get going because he can play. But, you know, they just look like a – and Sacramento's not a bad basketball team.
No, we talked about it. I think it was – I forgot who it was. It was Bill Simmons, I think, who tweeted out, well, Sacramento's been drafting in the top 10 for the last decade. Some of it is finally starting to work out for them. They're 8-8 now, with the Rockets being 8-7. Spurs, as I mentioned, won last night. They're 8-7 as well. They've had to deal with injuries before the season even started, but they're still going to be around because they're the Spurs. I struggle with the Rockets only because I know the guys who cover them on the daily basis have to deal with the, well, this guy's playing better the last 4 or 5 games. But if you're a Rocket fan and you have expectations of winning at all, how much does this regular season matter outside of having good playoff positioning? That's really my thought about them. As long as what they're doing now means they're a top 4 seed at some point, then we can forget about the early struggles. If the early struggles mean that they don't reach that level and they're starting off on the road, then what happened earlier means a lot. If they can recover from that and they're a top 4 seed, we can look past some of what happened early in the year and think, okay, they're playing great basketball going in. They've got a real shot to beat anyone who they face.
Yeah.
I just think it'll be a very difficult way to go about it if you don't make it to the top 4. And the rest is so jumbled up. And with the Warriors' recent losing streak, now Portland's the best team in the West right now. So all this can change. The Rockets are only 15 games into the year.
Yeah. No, Ian, the Rockets were not 1-0. They lost to New Orleans in the first game. And then they beat Los Angeles and were 1-1. The first time they have a winning record all season is November 15th. November 17th, the first time they have. And that's exactly 1 month into the season. If you had 1 month into the season that the Rockets would have a winning record, you are a winner, my
friend.
I don't know that you can bet on that, but okay. No,
but this isn't even the real story. We got to get into Chris Paul and his ability or inability to let a relationship play out. Gary Clark, how long do you think he's known Gary Clark?
I love this story.
As I put in the rundown, I'm glad Chris Paul, I don't care if Chris Paul's married, but it's probably better for him that he's married because he gets attached really quickly. Could you imagine if Chris Paul was like dating and some woman he's known for 1 month and he's like, I'm going to buy you a Mercedes. And why do I say that?
He's known him now for what, 2 months?
How long? That's my question. Is there some past between these two where he's been a mentor? Because why is Chris Paul buying a guy he's known for about 2 months, maybe the summer, I don't know when Gary Clark signed, a Mercedes?
Well, if you know somebody for 2 months and you're very close to them and you have...
Like a stripper?
If you have money, okay.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? You lavish them with expensive gifts. If you can afford, if you made $40 million a year.
I understand that it's a drop in the bucket. That's why I said, with that type of money, I'm glad
Paul
is a married man, because I can't imagine the strippers and Instagram thoughts around the city who would be getting paid right now because of the way he attaches to people.
Let me ask you this question, okay? Relatively speaking, your salary and Chris Paul's salary.
You can't even, they're not relative.
Okay, so yeah,
I don't even want to get into this discussion.
Relatively speaking, what is it? So he buys him
a Mercedes, an SUV.
What is it? No. GSL or
whatever it was. It's expensive. The black rims.
Yeah,
the
it's got the black
package,
rims.
Whatever.
Got it all.
Yeah,
got it all. He bought Gary Clark, rookie, who's making $385,000, a pittance.
Still not.
I don't know how.
I don't even want to discuss Gary Clark's salary compared to mine. To be honest with you,
let's say his $40 million a year versus your salary, and we're not going to say what your salary is.
It's embarrassing.
What is it that you would buy someone as a present
for 2 months?
For 2 months, but if you really like them, if they were like if Harrison joined our team here,
he's on the team.
Well, but he is on a permanent basis. He's not here with us every day.
He's not the Gary Clark of the team.
Right.
He gets a corner three every
once
in a while.
When Lance got here after 2 months.
I would never buy Lance anything.
So, okay.
Yeah, he's the wrong.
That's a bad example.
It's an awful example.
Right.
Like, how do I put this? If we added like Stu, the guy who does Fox stuff, if we had a TV show and he became our TV guy, the operator for 2 months, somehow we found some money and he decided to come work here.
Okay.
If Stu joined us, I like Stu. What would I give him as comparison?
What would be relatively speaking, you buying Stu
to
a Mercedes, Chris Paul buying a Mercedes?
An Amazon gift card.
Okay, for $50?
A little strong. little strong compared to my. We're comparing my salary.
Relatively speaking.
Yeah, relatively. We're talking 25.
You think.
My salary compared to Chris Paul's salary?
Right.
Yes, $25 Amazon.
$25.
Card.
And he bought him a Mercedes.
Yes.
But you see, that's the point.
Yeah.
It's.
I know it's a pittance.
It's a pittance.
I get it.
And it's a showing of how much I value you and how much I appreciate. And I want you to be happy.
Wait a minute.
In your new endeavors.
Did Isaiah Hartenstein get a car?
No, Isaiah Hartenstein.
Isn't that?
I think it's Steen.
Is it? I said Steen. Does it breed some discontent, discord when you buy one rookie a car and the other one's still driving whatever he came to
training
camp with?
How do you know that Hartenstein doesn't already have a nice
a benefactor? Who's Hartenstein's benefactor?
I don't know who his sugar daddy is. All I know is that the Gary Clark's sugar daddy is Chris Paul.
Do you think Chris Paul will only take on one rook and maybe another guy will take on another rook?
Do you think he set an horrific example? Now, wait a minute. Here's the deal, though. I think James will do this. If James can have another school, okay, you know, where he has kids out and they...
Another a camp?
Camp.
Yeah.
If James can get another camp together, I think he can buy somebody a car, too.
As long as someone doesn't criticize that camp.
Well, it doesn't matter about criticizing it. He's going to make some cash on that, okay?
You think James buys his Rook stuff from the money he makes off the kids at the basketball camps?
I don't know what he does with
that. You think Hartenstein is coordinating that camp so he can get paid?
Do you think that maybe Crazy Gerald's over there going, now, wait a minute, I ain't a rook.
He's been in the league too long. You can't buy Crazy Gerald a car. Crazy Gerald's been in the league too long. Crazy Gerald's been making $1.2 million, the minimum, for quite a bit. He can get himself a car.
Well, I know that, but he's over here. Hey, I got way more points off the bench than Gary freaking Clark.
Look, Gerald Green's 30-plus years. Is he 30 now? Chris Paul's not buying. Chris Paul buying a young. He's going to buy the young thing. A car. It's the same thing. If Chris Paul was single, he'd buy the young thing a car.
Yeah.
He's buying the Rook a car this time. He's not buying... Gerald would be... I can't even say it.
The madam. Why can't you buy the madam something?
No, I was going to say the equivalent of Gerald Green is some girl who's dated multiple Rockets and maybe a San Antonio
Spurs.
Chris Paul wouldn't buy that girl a car. She's been, as we say... I can't say it. It's only 7:40 in the morning. I can't say it. I want to say it, but
what?
I can't say it.
Why can't she be the madam? Why can't Gerald be the madam?
First of all, you don't buy the madam the car. That's
You know what, madams? Why madams? You always get locked out.
Because they're old stuff. You don't buy old stuff cars.
Yeah, you do.
Unless you married her.
They're taking care of business.
Is Chris Paul going to marry
her business?
Will Chris Paul be marrying a madam? That's the only time you don't buy the madam the car. You buy one of her employees a car because you love what she does for you.
I don't know. I think the Madam's getting disrespected. As well. Crazy Gerald's like, hey, what about me over here?
Crazy Gerald's been around
for
a long time.
You know how many points I put up for you, Chris Paul? I'll get nothing?
I remember what you did in the playoffs, Gerald, when I was out, when I needed your help. What did you do?
One shot. That's all I needed, Gerald. You're getting nothing and like it. All right, 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here, 713-780-3776. Let's talk right now about being a champion, Champion Energy. 1560energy.com, 281-653-5090, promo code 1560. Yeah, if you're in your car right now in the school zone, don't do it, okay? We don't do this in the school zone. As soon as you get out on the highway, then you can start calling and texting, whatever you want to do. 281-653-5090, promo code 1560. Here's the deal. Is you're gonna pay less money. Well, it's cold out. I'm not really worried about my electricity bill. Well, even if your electricity bill is $2, why would you pay $2 instead of $1 or $1.30? Because I promise you, you're gonna save a big percentage. You are saving money every single month. I don't understand why you would want to give these big electricity companies more money than you have to. All you gotta do is go to 1560energy.com and start saving now. Love them. You will love them. I've been with them for, 6 years now, and I have saved tens of thousands of dollars, and you will too. 1560energy.com. That's 1560energy.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1, presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 748 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Let's get Gilbert in here, see what Gilbert's thinking this morning about his Houston Texans on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Gilbert.
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen? I got a prediction, you know.
What's your
the
prediction?
First round playoff will be Houston at the San Diego Chargers.
Well, that's unlikely.
No, because the Chargers are going to be a wild card team, so they're going to come here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You want the Chargers? You. That's your team, right?
You're going to come play the Texans in the first round in the first playoff game, okay?
Right. You're going to play them here.
Yeah, if that happens, anyway. If I'm correct, John, we have to steak.
If you're correct in that, I'll buy you a steak.
No, Raheel will get you the steak. He has a deal over at Saltgrass.
You want Saltgrass? What about Nick's steak?
You want Saltgrass?
I want Saltgrass.
Yeah,
you want Saltgrass?
I would call back tomorrow at 9:30 because Raheel will get you the steak.
I'll buy him a steak. I'm going to buy Gilbert a steak.
No, you can't do both things. You're getting him tickets to the playoff game.
I didn't
game.
Say that.
Yeah. Gilbert. John.
I don't want to go to the Buggy. I predicted anyway.
You don't want to go to the game?
Because
Gilbert, Raheel will get you your steak, and then John will get you tickets.
No, you know how crowded it's going to be in there, Gilbert? Walking up there.
Not just
you
normal.
Can't bring your bike. You know that.
I'm sorry. I forgot. Not just normal tickets. Sweet tickets.
No, there's no sweet tickets.
John will invite you as his personal guest to the playoff game.
I'm gonna buy you a steak at Saltgrass.
I think John's getting off cheap, Gilbert. He's got sweet tickets available.
He wants a steak. Don't tell Gilbert what he wants. The man knows what he wants, right, Gilbert?
Raheel's getting him the steak.
No, Raheel's too cheap to buy anybody a steak. All right, Gilbert, you got it. San Diego comes here for the playoff game. I'm buying you a steak at Saltgrass.
All right, it's a deal, okay? It's a deal.
That's a deal. All right.
Yeah, before I go to surgery, anyway.
What's your surgery?
I'm going to take bones in my foot in January, anyway.
You don't walk.
I'll be out 4 or 6 weeks, anyway, you know.
How did you hurt your foot?
My injury was a long time ago, you know.
Oh, it's a football injury, is it?
Yeah. No.
A bike injury a long time ago.
Gilbert's a cyclist.
When you got your bike stolen, did they drop it on your foot before they ran away with it?
No.
No, that was a long time ago, back in 97, you know.
What month?
My ankle happened. The first bicycle I ever got was Fondren and Jethro there.
That's the first accident you gotten?
That's the first bike?
Yeah, when we were at a curb there.
Remember that Curry?
I'll never forget that anyway. So, yeah. So this has been bothering you since 97? Wow. You waited a long time. Gilbert, you are something. But you're going to be out for 4 to 6 weeks. What does that mean? You're going to be out of what?
Not ride a bicycle.
Oh.
A boot to walk around, you know.
Ooh,
you're
going to
get a walking boot?
For 2 months, you know.
Oh, good.
Get ready for baseball season anyway, you know.
Are you gonna
try out for somebody or?
Why do you need to get ready for baseball season? Why do you need to get ready for baseball season?
Gilbert, if you're in a boot, I'm pretty sure you can get ready.
Swing a bat, you can wear a boot to swing a bat.
Anyway, every day is scary and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Gilbert, right. We got it.
Why is he pretending like he's not going to call back before Wednesday? He's like saying goodbye to us like he's not going to call back. What is that about?
No, he knows he can't call back now.
Okay.
All right.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Ask our interns how that goes.
No. Ask Veronica. He never calls. So Gilbert's going to get a stake if it's Chargers. I hope it's not Chargers. That means, I'll tell you what that means. It means that the Texans have the worst of the division leading records. That's what that means, because the Chargers will be the fifth seed despite their loss yesterday. And by the way, they blew that game. Holy crap. Could they have played any worse down the stretch?
It made you think of the Chargers from past years.
Yeah. I mean, you want to talk about gagging a game away. Good Lord. At home, well, whatever that home field advantage is with 12 seats in the stadium. At home, playing as well as they have been, to lose to that Broncos team, that's just inexcusable. But I'd much rather have any other AFC wildcard opponent than the Chargers.
Yeah, you look at the options for that game, potentially if the Texans are a 3 or 4, and who knows, maybe they get to a 2. That's in the realm of possibility right now. You're looking at either the Chargers if you're the 4, or... who was it? The Titans, the Colts, the Dolphins, the Bengals, the Ravens. If you're the 3,
yeah,
that's the difference in the two. In
huge
the,
difference
in the seeding right now.
That's huge.
And you're a half game out. I don't know how the tiebreakers would go if you had the exact same record as the Steelers, but a half game out of having the number 2 overall seed. So that is still in reach, despite what we might think of them overall. They have a shot at home field, at least for the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah,
and a bye week.
So there's that. Yeah, and look, we got Monday night, the Titans looked great against New England, and then they couldn't have looked worse. But that's, Andrew Luck back has been, that is a scary team.
Yeah.
Not only are they playing offensively, but they're playing defense.
Yeah.
And what is the deal?
In terms of ranking the opponents, if we were talking about playoff matchups, it would be Chargers, then Colts, the two teams you don't want to see. Anybody else that comes out of that group, I think the Texans will be fine with.
I would agree with that, although I wouldn't mind. You know what? Well, let's go Colts. Let's see what happens.
I understand, but if Andrew Luck, I think it's 7 straight games of throwing 3 TDs or more.
Yeah.
If that's the same Andrew Luck you see in week one in a wild card game, I don't like it.
Is he the obvious comeback player of the year?
Yeah, I don't think there's
anybody. I don't even know this close.
Close.
Yeah. I think that's obvious. Who right now, who's your MVP?
Let's see. I think I'm going with Drew Brees.
Yeah, I'm going with Brees too. Yeah, despite, you know what, and we got a good one tonight now.
We do.
And ESPN can't be happier with itself. Every college ESPN game, they had at least one segment during the game where they were talking about Rams Chiefs.
They were like, we got a good one finally.
We got a
Sunday
good
night
one.
Football yeah. won't take this one away from us. And Sunday night had, I mean, it was a good matchup going in. It wasn't a bad ball game, but the Bears are,
right.
are I guess,
well,
real.
They can't. Sunday. That's the only game Sunday night football can't touch is Monday.
Yeah.
You never move Monday night football. But they finally, the league finally gave them a good game. They've just given them crap.
And before the year started,
and ESPN pays more than anybody
for
else
that package. And before the year started, you knew that the Rams were coming off a playoff appearance, losing in a wild card round to the Falcons. But we weren't sure. But the Chiefs had been good for a while. But we weren't sure about Pat Mahomes. I mean, he had a nice end of the year when he was filling in for Alex Smith because they were resting him for the playoffs. Well, a lot of good that did them. But we didn't know what he was, and Monday Night Football won this one round.
I remember talking about the Chiefs in the preseason with Lance, and we were both like, I got to find it. Wait a minute. Why everybody is – hold on a second. I've seen some predictions, and with people, NFL people, that are saying the Chiefs could are their Super Bowl pick. What? How in the – what do you know about Pat Mahomes that we don't know, that you're sure that he's going to be – well, guess what? They knew something we didn't know. Because Pat Mahomes is the real deal. I like the Rams tonight, though. I'll tell you why when we come back right here on ESPN 97.5. 757-703-780-3776. Right now, though, you got to talk about Renter's Warehouse and what Rich Drake and all those people over there. I'm telling you, they got a great, great staff. And this is a business that is going to be, I mean, Renter's Warehouse is now is national. Started up in Minnesota. It's grown all over the country. It's like the Coca-Cola of renting businesses. And nobody does it better. Nobody's bigger. Nobody's better. What a concept. What an unbelievable way to go about this. The business plan is tremendous. It's pretty flawless, is what it is. Is they've got such every single detail, the number of websites that they have of people who want to rent, so that they've got the selection of everybody where other rental companies don't. They're limited on the number of people that can rent your home. So that means that when you're about to rent your home, it's an average of 17 days. There are multiple people that want to rent your home. So you get to vet, you get to choose, you get to pick the people that are going to stay in your home. And then and the maintenance, the how Renter's Warehouse stays on top of everything is unbelievable. And then they just do it perfectly every time. And oh, by the way, if the renter leaves within 18 months, they're going to replace them absolutely free. So this is what Renter's Warehouse is doing. If you're looking to get out of your home, don't sell it, rent it. Renterswarehouse.com, 713-224-RENT.